one more try left. Come on.
Travel fastest when I'm... Can you repeat that again?
I travel fastest when I stand still. What am I?
Tree?
You've seen a tree traveling fast?
Yeah.
Tree? No. There was no effort. It did not work out your answer.
Yes.
No, it's
show
not.
Your work. I have shown my work.
No, you didn't.
I have showed it.
There was nothing there. Well, then I guess it goes out to you who's listening. What do you think the answer is? The brain buster is, I travel fastest when I stand still. What am I? The news is up next, but still don't worry. You can still call in, send your messages, even as we get to delve into what's happening, or rather what's been happening over the last couple of hours.
Yeah, you are listening to Power FM 91.3. It's Hodi.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition Citizens First leader Harry Kalabatu on a government workers South Expo 2025 to attract over 250 local and international exhibitors. Madagascar protesters reject president's offer of dialogue and call for general strike in international news. And in sports news, Zambian Premier League launches ZPL certificate in football administration.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalabar has reiterated the urgent need for policy measures that aim at relieving the debt burden among government workers. The opposition leader further disclosed that government workers plying their trade in rural areas will get 100% of their basic pay as rural hardship allowance when his party forms government next year, while those in urban areas will have their transport and housing allowances increased by 100%. President Kalabar is on firm grounds that his party will prioritize the implementation of public service debt swap, a measure that will enable government workers to swap their debt. Mr. Kalabar emphasized that the initiative does not only aim to ease the debt burden on public officers, but also promote productivity among civil servants. He assured that the actualization of the debt swap will begin within the first 9 months of the CF government, marking a proactive approach to managing public service debt and supporting economic empowerment for citizens.
Civil servants who are working in rural areas, like in Magoi, civil servants who are working in rural areas, like in Kazungula, civil servants who are working in rural areas, like in Bwengwa, civil servants who are working in rural areas, like in Katombora, these civil servants should begin getting 100% of their basic pay. If you are a teacher, you are teaching in an area like Mutua Wankoko, where you are far from Mansa, you are entitled to get 100% of your basic pay as a rural hardship allowance.
Over 250 exhibitors are expected to participate in the Southern Province 2025 Investment and Trade Expo, which is scheduled to open on the 12th of October. Speaking in an interview, Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua said preparations are well underway, adding that a delegation from Fujian Province in China is expected to attend following a memorandum of understanding to invest in a 300-megawatt solar power plant in Livingstone and Kazungula districts. Other foreign participants expected to attend the expo include investors from KwaZulu-Natal in Southern Africa, South Africa and Namibia. Mr. Nanjua further highlighted safety concerns at the venue where wildlife, including elephants, has previously posed risks, but assured that measures are being implemented to safeguard both property and attendees during the expo.
signed another sister-region relationship with Guangxi Province, which connects us to other 101 regions across the world. One of them is KwaZulu-Natal. So KwaZulu-Natal, also when we were in China, also indicated that they wanted them to attend our expo. Namibia, those who were also in attendance, they did that and we have invited them. So we are seeing more people coming also from other countries. Of course, we can't say that we get rid of the elements. We have to see, find modalities on how we can continue coexisting without causing harm.
President Haka in the HMS says Zambia is moving fast to modernize tertiary learning institutions to ensure our graduates have the skills needed in today's job market. The head of state said the country's education system must evolve to meet the changing needs of the global economy, emphasizing that students must leave school ready to work, innovate and compete internationally. Speaking through the Education Minister, Douglas Yakalima, at the inaugural Higher Education Indaba in Livingston, President Hichima noted that many graduates currently lack the practical skills, ethics and adaptability demanded by industry, a situation that has prompted urgent reforms in the higher education sector.
Higher education institutions must urgently reorient their programs to align with the needs of industry. We are living in the fourth industrial revolution, and for Zambia to be serious square in the 21st century, our higher education institutions must be modern, well-equipped, and globally competitive. We must upgrade laboratories, adopt cutting-edge teaching technologies, and integrate digital learning platforms. This is not just about keeping up with the world. It is about making Zambia a regional education hub that attracts students, researchers, and investment from across Africa and beyond.
Speaking at the same event, Higher Education Authority Director General Professor Kajila Chisembu has called for major reforms in Zambia's higher education system, saying it faces serious challenges within funding and access as well as quality.
Economic growth must feed back into our universities to build modern, green and smart infrastructure, to finance students who earn rare skills, expanding access, and improve quality and industry readiness of our graduates to fund research and power innovation. But one cannot exist without the other. And together, the economy of money, the economy of goods and services, and the economy of knowledge will create a cycle of durable transformation and improvement in human conditions, progress, and prosperity. So higher education is dear to all of us, whether we are students, or parents, or employers, or leaders. We all have a stake in its success.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring that by 2027, every public service will be accessible online under its accelerated digital transformation agenda for the e-governance. This was highlighted during the 2025 Digital Government Africa Summit held in Chongwe District, where delegates from 26 African countries are attending the three-day event officially opened by President Hakainde Hichilema on Tuesday. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo said government has, over the past 2 years, digitized most national identity and civil registration records as part of the efforts to enhance secure and inclusive e-governance. He added that the next phase of the implementation will focus on ensuring full interoperability of integrated national registration information systems, INRIS, across government systems to achieve efficiency and transparency. The minister is also expanding digital enrollment in rural areas through the deployment of additional mobile registration kits before the end of the year to ensure that no citizen is left behind in the digital transformation process.
In this regard, by 2027, we aim to ensure every government service is just a click away for every Zambian. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Ministry of Commerce.